the opposite, Jew suffering terribly from discrimination. Having tasted the Messianic age, Jews weren't about to give it up very quickly. And essentially what happened in the 18th century is great Rabbanim and Rabbinic Judaism, aspect of preserved Judaism, tightened the reins. Very troubled that many Jews became Sabbateans, that many Jews began to stop fasting on fast days, for example. That was a teaching of Shalom Tzitzit. He said, we're living in the Messianic age, you don't need to fast on Tisha B'Av. By the opposite, you should celebrate Tisha B'Av. So rabbis called for austerity, for building fences around the Lord. Yeshivas became stricter, very careful as to who they accepted into the yeshivas. Everybody was very nervous and touchy about who was a Jew and who was a Sabbatean and so on. So you closed ranks. And in the process, the Hamon Am was lost. Process, the average Jew, the peasants and so on, the unlearned Jews, were drifting away from Rabbinic Judaism. This is the need, the felt need that the Baal Shem Tov addressed, the Baal Shem Tov saw. He saw that Judaism was to thrive again in Eastern Europe, and Sabbatian was to be defeated entirely. Remember, Sabbatianism continues, goes underground in the 18th century. Many Jews are Sabbatians. Outwardly they dress like from Jews, and secretly they're Sabbateans. Now you understand precisely why. Hasidus appears on the scene, makes certain changes in the Nusach HaTfilah, and they start their own minyanim because they wanted to have a Nusach start. And they say that you should study Zohar, which was the Bible of the Sabbatean movement. All Sabbateans said you have to spend most of your time studying Zohar, and none of your time studying Talmud. You can understand why the Vilna Gaon and others took the stance they took, the Hasidic movement appeared on the scene. They had great difficulty in distinguishing between the Hasidic movement and the Sabbatean movement in the 18th century. They were afraid that the Hasidic movement was just another heresy in the 18th century. That's why they came down so strongly. Of course, the facts are quite obvious, and we know them today, and whatever else Hasidus was not a Sabbatean movement, quite the opposite. Came to address the needs of those Jews who were attracted to the Sabbatean movement and to bring them back to Yiddishkeit. So the Baal Shem Tov stresses joy, simcha, worshipping Hashem through joy rather than through austerity. This leads to a clash with the entrenched rabbi. One or two quotes from the Baal Shem Tov as they appear in the writings of the Tolbus Yaakov Yosef. A despairing father once came to the Baal Shem Tov and he said, what shall I do with my son? My son is a Rasha. My son is wicked. The Baal Shem Tov's response, love him all the more, was the characteristic counsel of the Baal Shem Tov in such situations. Baal Shem Tov criticized Magidim, who were commonplace in the 18th century. He went around castigating Jews, listing their sins in public, of course calling for tshuva and so on, but getting up publicly and Shabbos in front of a huge audience, this is common practice in the 18th century, continued well into the 19th century. Magidim went from town to town, representing the austerity movement of Judaism, simply crying and chastising Jews for being over on this Avera and that Avera. The Baal Shem Tov was very uncomfortable with that. Once said as follows, God doesn't look on the evil side of the Jews. God doesn't look on the Sitra Hakra of the Jews. How dare that I should do so, or that any Magid should do so. This again was part of early Hasidic teaching. Baal Shem Tov railed against learning Torah as an intellectual exercise. He had no use for Pilpulim. Torah for the Baal Shem Tov, the study of Torah, was an avodas Hashem. It was to study Torah as an act of worship of God, not as an intellectual exercise. Baal Shem Tov felt, and early Chassidus felt, that many of the great Rabbanim, Talmidei Chachamim in the 18th century, in part in response to the Sabbatean movement, turned learning into an intellectual exercise. He had no patience for that. Of course, the Misnagdim understood this view of the Baal Shem Tov